As a result of that Pieties Act, we worked much more closely with Southampton and Portsmouth than we ever did before. Good point, because that helped with the movement of shipping and also with yachting events in the Solent. You've got the movement of a couple of really big tankers. I know they make a lovely fuss about the lovely Queen liners and all this. Actually, the bigger ships in here are the massive tankers. However, not as glamorous as the other ones. And so a lot of cooperation with those agencies for a start comes down to control of the movement of shipping with respect to all events which take place, not just in Cowes Harbour, but off Cowes Harbour, in the Solent, off Seaview, you name it, off Yarmouth and all this. Pilotage ceased to exist in the Western Solent. That was a big change. And apparently this was due, not for the pilots or anything, they were quite happy. The Shingles Bank, which you may be familiar with, tends to move around a bit. That doesn't matter, as long as these things are monitored. However, it was decided that pilots, I think insurance of shipping might have had something to do with it. And so all the ships, the larger ships, come around the island and come in from the east into the Solent waters. Fine. So Yarmouth, in a way, apart from the White Link ferry backwards and forwards, which is a jolly important link, all the ferries, I forgot to mention the ferries, of course, are vitally important to the island. And also, things have got easier in the Western Solent for the smaller sailor. Jolly good. But my gosh, things have to be planned in the Solent, because there's some mighty movements there which can only manoeuvre as specified within certain waters. And so that is all important. That has to be organised and tied in. Yachting, Royal Yachting Association, Royal Ocean Racing Club, yacht clubs. One has to confer with all of these people on events. So everybody knows what's happening. There's an awful lot that goes on in the background. There's an organisation, actually started by Prince Philip, I think just before I came here, about 1965, 66, called the Cowes Combined Clubs. Actually, it does include two or three of the major clubs on the mainland as well. Wonderful. So they work together, all together. Everyone knows what's happening. Most necessary. And it works. It works to this day. There's a, they call them the director, used to be a secretary, whatever, in a name. That is a permanent, round-the-year organisation based in Cowes. Wonderful. So, police. Very much one had to keep in touch. There is, established while I was here, they established the Marine Police Branch. Marvellous. And they were so helpful, especially on events and all. And very sadly, in all harbours, anywhere, I'm sorry to say, crime does exist. We did find that some of the deterrence of crime was so old-fashioned and that we had to, another job for the Harbour Master, rewrite and repair new harbour bylaws. To give you the ability to control things a bit better. That sort of thing. Oh, yes, and, well, that's another solid subject in itself. But, you see, already you're seeing now the tie-up of different authorities and agents in running a simple harbour. You've got to... I remember the first job I ever did when I came here, I realised that I had a lot to learn, so I literally put my best hat and coat on and I visited every boatyard, every marine industry and introduced myself. And as a result, we could then all work together and we all knew each other.